from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. It's Friday, July 30th. Coming up, we'll hear about the ways the blood shortage is affecting some African Americans' need for blood transfusions. But first, these headlines. Illinois students with special needs will no longer have to immediately leave high school when they age out at 22. That's under a new law signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker Wednesday. Pritzker also signed a law allowing those who turned 22 during the pandemic to complete another year, noting the difficulty of online learning for students with disabilities. That's good news for Matt O'Loughlin, a student at Chicago's Southside Occupational Academy High School.
I'm happy that I can finish the school year, and I am also sad when my friends have to leave when they're 22.
Advocates for students with special needs say it's disorienting for students to have to leave school in the middle of the year just because they turned 22. Illinois ranks near the bottom among states with resources and programs for people with disabilities who age out of the school system. In Rockford, officials recently shut down a longtime homeless encampment near the city's downtown. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
The city of Rockford said in a statement that the decision to close the homeless encampment has been in the works for weeks due to the concerns that the area was becoming increasingly, quote, dangerous. Staff with the city spoke to residents of the camp for approximately 2 weeks leading to the closure and posted notices 72 hours prior. The statement added that nearly all of the displaced individuals are currently working with Rockford's Health and Human Services Department to obtain housing. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Health officials are sounding the alarm about counterfeit drugs, especially with large music festivals on the schedule this summer. Sean Crawford has details.
The Illinois Poison Center says those who ingest counterfeit prescription pills have no idea what they're actually getting. It says as many as 1 in 4 contains a potentially lethal dose of the synthetic opioid fentanyl. Because it's cheap to produce, it's often mixed in with what appears to be oxycodone, Adderall, and other substances popular with young adults and teens. The pills look legitimate and the user is unaware before consuming. The CDC last year reported a 27% increase in Illinois drug overdose deaths, mirroring a nationwide trend. The Poison Control Center says if there is an overdose, 911 should be called immediately. I'm Sean Crawford.
More than 50 businesses are moving ahead with their plans to sell cannabis in Illinois. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation announced the results of its latest qualifying applicant lottery Thursday afternoon. The state says it reviewed more than 600 applicants. The 55 businesses will soon be reviewed to make sure they meet all statutory rules before going into business. Recreational cannabis sales have been legal since January of 2020. Still to come, we'll hear about some of the problems that some African American patients of chronic illnesses face when looking for blood transfusions. That story from Side Effects Public Media up next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org. For stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois, another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Carolina Garibay, in for Brian Moline. Every day, patients with chronic illnesses need blood transfusions. But what if the blood bank doesn't have a match? As Side Effects Public Media's Fair Usury reports, some African American patients have to wait for days.
Letitia Bryan's friends know her as the life of the party.
I have a lot of friends, I do. And they all say that. You're crazy. But I just like to have fun.
She's 48, she has a pink pixie haircut, she's bedazzled with hoop earrings and colorful charm bracelets on her left wrist. The right wrist still has a hospital bracelet. She just came back from an appointment.
I have a person that has sickle cell anemia.
Which means her red blood cells are misshapen and are more likely to clot. She's more prone to stroke and organ failure. So Bryant needs blood transfusions a few times a year. But finding the blood can be a challenge.
When you're already hurting and in pain, that makes you be uneasy. because you don't want to even think or, you know, have a situation where you can't get blood. And then knowing that you will be sicker and sicker as time goes.
Bryant does not have a blood match in Indiana, and that's mainly because she's African-American. She's also far from the only one who needs a match. Kimber Blackwell, a physician assistant at the Indiana Hemophilia and Thrombosis Center, says the center has several patients who also don't have a match.
So when I see them get admitted, I start to get nervous because I know if this person needs blood, it's going to take us 2 days to get blood from a blood bank out of state to match up with them.
And 2 days is too long.
And 2 days can be too long, yeah.
She says there's a shortage in African-American blood and stem cell donors. In fact, the Red Cross says only 3% of blood donors are African-American. And that's a big problem.
So when we think of blood typing, we think of everybody being type A, type O, type AB, or type B, and then positive or negative on top of that. But then there's these minor antigens that are on the surface of the red cell.
These antigens are made of proteins and sugars, and they come in many different combinations. They differ from one person to another and from one ethnicity to another. So a black patient will likely find a better match in a pool of black donors. And that's especially crucial for patients who get frequent blood transfusions, like those with certain blood cancers or sickle cell disease. Because if they don't,
then the body can have a reaction to fight it. And that can actually make the blood cells get destroyed.
And Blackwell says that would make it even harder for some patients to receive transfusions in the future, especially with the ongoing shortage of black blood donors. This shortage has its reasons. Lack of awareness is a big one. But Amrita Myers, professor of gender and African American history at IU Bloomington, says there's also a lack of trust in the medical establishment. Blood donation and banking are tainted with a racist past.
And so even though a black doctor had helped to create the technology for blood preservation for banking purposes, there were people who didn't want a white person's donated blood going into a black person's body and vice versa. The banked blood was being kept segregated.
The Red Cross labeled blood from black donors as Negro blood back then, not based on science, but out of racism. Some black Americans were even turned away from donating blood during events like World War II and Pearl Harbor.
Donating as well. Please avoid excessive heavy bending, lifting, pushing, or pulling with this arm because it could result in a bruise, okay?
Okay.
Blood donation booths like this one at the Indiana Black Expo is one way some blood centers are trying to raise awareness and build trust. The booth belongs to Versity Blood Center, and it's staffed with an all-black nurse and technician crew.
Do you have a little band-aid that you want to...
Just keep the pressure on them.
Oh, okay.
Adam Richardson is scared of needles. He doesn't usually donate blood, yet somehow he sits at this booth with a needle in his arm. He's African American, and he sees there's only one other person donating, a Caucasian man.
You know, I would have felt bad if they only have one or two, you know, I mean.
He waits as a half-liter bag is filled with his blood and is assured by what the nurse tells him, that his donation will help save lives. Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and hazy skies with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Reginald Hardwick, Sean Crawford, and Ferry Usury. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Carolina Garibay. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and have a great weekend.